So I've got this guy's just wandered in, brandishing a marketplace, and he's introduced himself as Thomas the Frothing Commuter.
That's right, so, frothing I am.
So, hi Thomas. Oh, look, and he also works on radio, so he's now going to be taking over the DJ position. Well, feel free to manage the controls there.
Sure.
And yes, so hi Thomas. Had a good day this morning?
Well, a bit rough actually. We're out in a certain place last night partaking of Alan Knight's fine ales, and that's put me in a good mood to talk about what's been happening on the island. I've been away for a few days, and... what has been happening, Shireen? Anything important?
Well,
let's look at the marketplace.
Right,
see,
okay.
Front page in the marketplace, there's some parking changes happening. What else is going on? Oh, the police are doing a drink drive blitz. People have been speeding from the ferries. And, oh, the Christmas in the park's going to be alcohol-free. Oh, and finally we get to, there's been some kind of election.
Oh, yes, there has.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a picture of me. How did that get in there?
Yeah. Do you know any of these people? Are they good people? Good Christians?
No, never seen them before. Thomas, behave. Right, okay. Now, so let's talk about the front page, shall
the
we? Because
page,
I think
yes.
That's been an interesting
the most,
sort of
the most important thing.
Yep. So parking.
So it looks like what's happening is there's about 170, 180 leasehold parking spots down at Matiatia. I used to have one of those many years ago. And when I had mine, it was $30 a month, which seemed very good value at the time. And then overnight it went to $60, so I gave up. And now it's $100. And now it's $150, which is quite interesting because if you just paid to park down there every day, it would only cost you $90.
Oh, would it?
Yeah, pay and display. It's $3, so you know, if you
well,
stayed
it, depends.
It every
if
day
you,
of the
if
month.
You, if you got into the $3 pay and display. But don't you think it's quite good that you've got the benefit of being there for 48, or for as long as you want?
I mean, I know people who lease car parks there. They typically are people who live off the island and just have a weekend place here.
Mm.
And, you know, they come here with a load of stuff. It's too much to carry on the bus quite, you know, usually. Or the bus might not go to where they live. They might live in Oropew or something like that. And it's really, that's their transport method. That's their survival.
I think that's fair enough. I mean, personally, I feel that, you know, that's what we have taxis for, and we can support the local economy. So I'm not, to be honest, I'm not that sympathetic to this person who comes here for a bit in the summer and then wants a car to drive to her house, because I think the reality of Matiatia is that we have limited parking, and so we all need to be thinking about whether we really need to be parking down there or not, and thinking about alternative arrangements, especially as the summer you know, creeps up on us, because let's face it, we're only getting 100 more parks and when summer, and you know, that's in, we're in the winter now, and that'll be great, but when we get to summer, there's going to be pressure on those parks as well.
Sure, and we're actually losing some parks at Ostend, because there's a park and ride there, and we're going to lose those when the supermarket goes in.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So that's about 30 plus cars up there quite often in the daytime, so they'll be down there.
But I have to say, people like to kind of bash Auckland Transport, but
Yes.
You know, and often understandably. Sorry, I didn't say that. But... two board meetings ago, I went to the local board meeting, and the local board were talking about having 16-hour parking in the Ofanaki car park, so the one right up the hill, and they were talking about $9 for people parking in the parking spaces close to the ferry. And so I called up Auckland Transport and I said, look, you know, there's going to be a riot if you do that, because it's just too expensive. People, for whatever reason, actually do need to be able to park their cars. And he said, oh, no, that's completely wrong. We're not doing that. We're keeping $6 parking in the closest parking area. And then we're taking the free little, the strip that's been free near the bay. There was a little sort of gravelly strip there between the sort of the bay and the $6 car park. Instead of being...
This is the easiest interview I've ever done.
Yes. Instead of it being... nothing, we're moving it to $3, and then we're taking away some of the leaseholder parkings and putting that in at $3. So I think, I mean, of course not everyone's going to be happy, but I actually think it's quite a good solution.
There's another change as well. They are Mike Lee's promised that the Ofanaki car park is going to be increased in size by Christmas.
Yes. Oh, great. Yes. I know he was talking to us about that earlier in the week. This is in the local board sort of role, but he was talking about the fact that... They're just, yeah, They've increased. They're increasing that sort of area. And one of the issues that's also come up is that the whole of the Matiatia area is actually divvied up into different council-controlled areas of influence.
That's
right. There's water care at Ofanaki. There's Auckland Transport for part of it, and then there's Auckland Properties for part of it. And so some of the issues around Matiatia can be getting all of these guys to kind of collaborate.
What I find frustrating is that in Devonport there's a great big car park and it's free and you can park for as long as you like, and
and that's always been the issue with park and ride for Waiheke. In addition to unsubsidised fares, let's go back to that, which is another park and ride facility for
Auckland, or people who are living here and commuting are not commuting on the motorways in Auckland and driving up. You know, that'd be a couple of thousand extra cars probably if we all lived in a horrific place over the water.
Absolutely. At the same time, it needs to actually function. So with the fact that the car park is probably too small for the number of people that use it, and there isn't, you know, we can't create infinite parking and lots of people on Waiheke have cars.
You can build a multi-story.
Yeah. Well, you could, but without building a multi-story.
I suspect there might be a few debates about doing that.
Without building a multi-story, that... If you want to all use the space that there is, a small charge maybe balances that use, because otherwise what happens is the people going for the early ferries don't think about anyone else, just park, and then people turning up any time after 8 would not be able to find a park.
Mm. And, you know, you hear of people going to hospital appointments and things and not being able to find a park even in Ofanaki after 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
I definitely think these 100 parks will go some way towards helping that.
Yes. No, it's good that it's happening.
I just think we'll still need to be careful, though, and people just need... I mean, I think people just need to think about whether they really need to be parking down there. But just because 100 more parks is still going to be, you know, snapped up really quickly when the summer comes.
Mm. And the person I was talking to had one, because the existing leaseholders have all been told that they're losing their lease and they've have to reapply, presumably by some kind of ballot system, for the remaining sort of car parks, of which there's only 75 now, and they put the price up to $150 a month, and they're just saying we've got to leave the island if we can't have that facility. They're older, so
right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, but I think really it's about making the space useful for everyone.
Sure.
And you know, people who have weekend use and only use it for that, you know, maybe there are alternative arrangements that can be made. Okay, great. So
there's some other news from Fuller's as well.
Tell us about the other news.
There is a confirmed new boat coming next year, going to be about 350-400 capacity to replace the Jet Raider.
Right.
And I don't think
any... Is that confirmed or is that...
It's been confirmed by Fuller's. It's also been confirmed by a previous local board member who she had the timing somewhat out.
Right. Okay. So do we know when in the year?
Middle next year.
Okay. Great.
You'd think you'd know, wouldn't you? You'd say, he's building the boat, put the paint on 27th of June and start the motor.
Well, I just think it's magic
down
that they're actually investing in boats. So, you know, if it's June or if it ends up in September, as long as we get it and it's not accompanied by a fare rise, I think we'll all be happy.
It is accompanied by a fare rise, of course. Mm.
Okay.
The monthly passes are going up to $355 and the daily tickets are going from $35.50 to $36. So, I mean, it's only 1.8%. But
so what's your feeling about that? You commute?
Well, I don't see a lot of choice to it, really. If you commute, you've got to pay it, haven't you, really?
Mm.
You know, I managed to avoid all these parking charges that they have down there by motorbike, and that's still free parking for now, but I'm sure they've got their eye on the charging those guys. And
although I think it is quite good if more people are sort of, you know, electric biking or motorbiking or cycling or whatever, because obviously those things take up less space.
Sure. Yes.
And so there should be some benefit in using a transport system that takes up less space.
Yes.
Mm. So it's quite interesting, that whole thing about new fares, because I always find it incredible, especially with all the money that's being made out of the gold card, that fares would go up at all. You'd think they'd be going down, but you know, who am I to sort of say.
What world do you live in where fares go down?
Well, at least if they stayed stable for longer periods.
I think I think that's wishful thinking, isn't it, really?
But I'm almost like, well, if you're putting it up by 1.8%, why are you bothering? But anyway, you know, I suppose there's, you know, if you can scrape a bit more off people,
yeah,
why not?
And then the other news is we're finally getting a late night sailing on Sunday evenings. Currently they finish at 9:30, and there's going to be another one. We're not sure exactly what the time's going to be, but presumably an hour and a half later.
So is it another one, or is it just it's actually an additional service, or they're just reorganising the timings of the ones they've got to leave
I think it's going to be an additional one. Okay. I know they were surveying on the boat about it, and the staff aren't very keen in first.
No. Yeah.
Which you can understand.
Anyway, yes, no, I heard a couple of staff members were saying, please don't take the option. Later service. Oh, dear. I hope that doesn't get them into trouble.
And, of course, the Pier 2 improvements are coming, so I guess we can thank Bex for that.
Yes. Now, I was looking at Pier 2. Did you ever look at Pier 2? I thought it seemed like it. I mean, I know they've got, like, apparently they've got bucket loads of money to throw at it, but it seemed like the bit where Esquire's is, you could quite easily just close that bit in and just have a bit that's more sheltered and isn't quite so drafty. Like, I always think sometimes these you know,
I have to let you into a secret. I have never waited at Pier 2. There's a variety of fine establishments that sell beer around there, and there is absolutely no reason to sit down there in the miserable cold for 2 hours waiting for a ferry.
Yeah, I do. I definitely think there needs to be a closed-in area. I know I took my kids. I remember the worst time was taking the kids to the Auckland Hospital for something. I can't remember what it was now, but waiting there from 8:45, we just missed it by 5 minutes, to 10:15 with a 7-year-old child who'd just come out of hospital and general anaesthetic, and it was grim and cold. And I do think there needs to be people who either, you know, who don't feel like, you know, buying a drink or going somewhere else, and also might have packages, can't really be bothered to be waiting and, you know, walking down. I mean, I think that's fine for a commuter, but you know, we do need a sheltered space that isn't really drafty. And I'm really surprised they didn't build that into the initial plans, that everything is sort of outdoorsy in a pier situation where boats might not come in the evening for an hour and a half.
Well, I mean, the Matiati is fairly sorted, isn't it? It's in terms of the building there, not the parking.
No, well, that's right, and it's somewhere that is sheltered and not drafty.
You can go indoors and it's warm and there's clean facilities and
although I'm always quite interested in how they heat that, because it must be quite a mission to keep it warm, but it is generally, you know, warm-ish.
Yep.
Yeah. So yes, anything else that you've noticed in there that's
No, I think that's it for today. Is there any other news from the marketplace about anything else? No, I should go and take it out to the long drop next.
Right, okay. The second use for the newspaper once you've read it.
The main use for the marketplace.
No, that's not fair. You know, like lots of people read our newspapers. Anything else that you noticed that you thought was quite interesting?
No, there's not really. Not really. I can't really talk about the election stuff with you, can I?
Yeah, no, I know. That's actually going to be quite an interesting thing for me, continuing with this radio show, because it's always like, well, if I say things, does that mean I'm sort of like pushing my own barrow on certain issues, or can I just express an opinion, or how does that all work? So we'll see how we go for a little bit, and then I'll, you know, I might have to bin the radio, but we'll see how we go.
Well, you could always just talk about
Garden safaris
and cute furry animals.
That's true. Actually, I could have like a cute furry animal theme, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Yes. But it's kind of a weird thing, isn't it? It's like you get elected to, you know, some sort of public office, and then suddenly all these things that people might have found interesting, as in actually discussing some of the issues, oh, well, you're not allowed to do that anymore. But I'm sure there's a way. I think
Michael Law seems to get away with it, doesn't he?
Well, this is the thing. And so I'm quite interested in sort of carving out that space and seeing how it goes, that you can actually, you know, participate as well as represent.
But I think when it comes to the next election, you probably have to hold off on the electoral interviews.
Right, yes, okay. Yeah, I didn't get... not too many of the ones I did this year got onto air, did they?
No.
No. Oh, no, lovely. Good. Right, all right. Well, thank you for that.
Congratulations on your appointment to the board.
Oh, yes, rather. And thank you.
Make sure you don't stuff it up, as Faye said, like in the governors.
Oh, dear. That was such a great line, eh? We look forward to seeing... how did it start? Have you got it there?
Yeah, hang on. Give me a second. Russell.
I think it was that one, wasn't it? It's in the letters.
No.
Okay.
No. Talk about something else for a second.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I just thought from a writing perspective, you couldn't write something that good. It would be quite hard to write something that good and put it into a play.
So the quote was, "This has been a great 3 years for the first ever Waiheke Local Board." Outgoing Waiheke Local Board Chairwoman Faye Storer told Golf News this week, "We've set up the systems, gained the budgets and delivered more projects than any other local board in the region. We'll watch with interest as to how the new board gets on and hope they don't stuff it up."
Yeah. I love that. It's sort of the sort of, you know, we'll watch with interest, which is all lovely and light, and then they don't stuff it up. But
and then
there's one more thing.
There's a picture, and the photo is taken by guess who?
Who?
Our friend Mr. Hooper.
Oh, okay, well that's all good. But in any case, look, you know, it's quite interesting for me this week because I was, we've had our induction at the local board with the staff that are going to be working for us, and
you've got your suspicious package.
Yeah, exactly. I got my suspicious. What's coming through over and over again is how the last 3 years have been quite a difficult transition period, and a lot of the processes and procedures were being established, and that it actually required quite a lot of work to do.
And a really big library.
Yes. So, you know, I think I'm developing some sort of appreciation for, you know, perhaps the volume of work there was in the last job. What I do regret a little bit, and I'm wondering if there's some option to do that, is if there's some way that the outgoing local board can actually meet the incoming local board, because in fact the continuity is only provided by Paul Walden. And I know people like to sort of snigger and giggle and sort of take sides, but I do think that in terms of the community, we had a local board, and it would be nice to have some sort of transition or just some sort of acknowledgement of the fact they did do the job for 3 years, and now we've got some new people, rather than it just being completely different faces in the office and we're all going to be doing it this way now.
I hear Paul's already been getting comfortable in Faye's offices at the council.
Yes, well, I mean, we've had a few meetings, and we've got the whiteboard out and sort of, got the coloured pens out and things. So that's all been
so
quite exciting.
So you have coloured pens there?
Yes, apparently
wow.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
Heaps of fun. We're going to be moving in the sandpit next.
Is that how Auckland Council was run, with coloured pens and big whiteboards? And
yes.
There was us thinking there was a gigantic computer system that ran everything.
It is actually. Yeah, no, it is. It's actually it is actually just a giant computer system, and we all just slot in. So thanks very much for that, Thomas.
Thank you.